everybody. Gather round. I'm here to give you anything you like. You want free college, energy, mortgages, whatever you like. You have come to the right place. Why? I'll tell you why. Who can take your money?
Who can take your money?
With a twinkle in their eye.
A twinkle in their eye.
Take it all away and give it to some other guy. The government.
The government.
The government can.
Good morning. You're listening to the Good Government Forum. We're here Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 9 a.m., and then Thursday afternoon, 1 to 2 p.m. Additionally, this radio show can be listened to online at americamatters.us, americamatters.us. Today, we have Angel DeFazio calling in from Lake Las Vegas, and we'll get to Angel in a minute. Just two quick items. Quote of the day from Harry Brown. Once upon a time, government budgets were balanced, our money was sound, the streets were safe, and taxes imposed by all levels of government took less than 10% of our income. Well, I wish we had that again. Second item is my Nevada government employee compensation report. Today we have a fellow named Randall Montandon, current retiree. But worked 30 years for the state of Nevada as a government employee, a trough-feeding parasite in the Las Vegas area. Anyway, according to TransparentNevada.com, TransparentNevada.com, in 2009, Randall made $260,000 in total compensation. In 2010, $242,000. That year in 2011, $281,000. Then he retires. And like I said, after serving about 30, after feeding aggressively at the public taxpayer trough, this trough feeding parasite for about 30 years, a little over 30 years, he retires in 2011. So the pension for the last 3 years is in 2013 is $156,000. I'm rounding to the nearest thousand. 2014, $159,000. And then in 2015, with last year that we have information, $165,000. So let's see. He worked 30 years feeding at the taxpayer trough feeding parasite. If we take the $165,000 divided by 12, that's approximately $14,000 a month that he'll be receiving the rest of his life. This is a minimum amount, 100% taxpayer funded, 100% taxpayer guaranteed. Folks, you're being stolen blind at City Hall. You're being ripped off. It can go on and on. Let's get to Angel now. Angel's been on our show a couple of times before, but Angel called me the other day and said, can I be on your radio show? And I said, sure. When do you want? And we picked a day, and so today's Angel's Day. Last Wednesday, on the 31st of May, a group of us converged on Carson City at the PUC meeting, the Public Utilities Commission meeting. And I'll mention this and then turn it over to Angel. Angel, some of us, there were a number of us from Reno that drove down to Carson City. There was a couple of folks from Carson City that went to Carson City where the PUC office is. And then there was Angel down in Lake Tahoe. We were connected electronically via televisions. They could see this. We could see them down in Las Vegas, and Las Vegas could see us up in Carson City. So the amazing technology that we have today. Anyway, there is a proposal in front of the Public Utilities Commission, and I did floating around down there, and we went down there. And they have the idea that they want to force the ratepayers here in Nevada to pay $5.9 million a year between Sierra and NV Power to pay for discounted light bulbs. And a couple of the ideas were talked about here is people should be able to afford light bulbs on their own, not forcing every ratepayer to subsidize. And until the bulbs are made without the problematic blue light, the PUC, the Public Utility Commission, has no right to promote something that has known health risk. And I basically told him when I had my turn, I said, this is $5.9 million too much. It should be cut in half. I said, this is just $5.9 million too much. That was my comment, and a few other sentences that I included there. But anyway, we're going to turn it over to Angel. Angel's going to tell us what's going on. She may want to talk further about these light bulbs and this $5.9 million ripoff that the Public Utilities Commission. I think what we need to do with PUC is just shut it down. I think it's a worthless agency. I don't know how many millions of dollars we spend every year on the PUC subsidizing those people down there, those trough-feeding parasites. But go ahead, Angel. Why don't you take it away?
Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Okay. Fair warning. I am not going to be PC today. I'm not going to be sugar and spice. I'm not a confectioner. I'm going to be sprinkling the sugar substitute aspartame, which is what they use to repel ants and other vermin, since we're dealing with the PUC. Now, these are my opinions. I represent no one. But I do speak to a lot of Nevadans, and they've expressed the same disgust with the PUC as I'm going to be presenting today. Now, the only way to address today's issues is with humor and sarcasm, as it's too early in the morning to have people riled up over about what I'm about to present, and stripping by the incompetent, hubris nebbishes who are promoting these LED light bulbs under the guise to benefit the low-income and seniors. I call the PUC puke for a very good reason. As soon as they open their mouths, they act like an emetic. They want to make you vomit. I don't care if the snowflakes of puke don't like my opinion. If not, they should go find a job where they can be in an environment at 0 degrees Kelvin, otherwise deal with the exothermic pressure that comes with public office. Now, we have the unqualified Donis Momza, Jerry Reynolds, puke chair, and the perceived incestuous partner of Sandoval. One has to wonder how many pairs of knee pads did brown-nosing Joey go through in order to get this job? How many people would love to walk into a high-level state job just north of $100K a year, get on-the-job training for a position you know nothing about or qualified for, as I'm sure Joey's fragile ego is either going to be listening in or having his trolls listen and report back to him. Well, he's about to learn he does not control every ratepayer. And if he doesn't like my opinion, he could take his ever-expanding endomorphic ass and leave public office. Every time I go in there, I keep picturing him with the sides of his head shaven, wearing a military jacket and voila, we have his long-lost fraternal twin, Kim Jong-un. Both are in positions they're not qualified for, both think they know it all and want to control your lives. Now, with Kim, he'll kill you if you don't comply. But Joey, he'll turn around and force you to either become sick and or broke. Now, a little background. Last year, former Commissioner Noble canceled the LED program. Now, Nevada's own poster child for Brill Crane, a.k.a. Little Rhino Brian Sandoval, didn't reappoint Noble. So he puts in his Michigana General Counsel, Reynolds, effective last October. We know he's about as qualified for this job as his statutorily deficient, inept executive director, Summer Camp Barbie, a.k.a. Stephanie Mullen. Another $100K a year, still not, who does not belong in her position. Apparently, Bri-Bri felt that his prior appointee, Paul Thompson, didn't do his bidding, so he demoted Thompson from chair to justice commissioner, and voila, we have pal Joey. Now, it was apparent from the start that Joey was supposed to get rid of Paul, as Bri-Bri had no grounds to remove him. So Joey did his job the only time effectively by getting Paul to resign on May 15th. Now, when we have hole-in-the-head Joey come in, he reassigned dockets, so Paulie got the non-worthy, piss-poor ones, and we have our know-nothing Joker Joe takes the higher profile, more intensive docket, as he has to be in the spotlight. To quote Sunset Boulevard, I'm ready for my close-up. Okay, now about the LED bulbs. Mr. Open and Transparent Joey claims he was approached by people who he wouldn't say who they were to revive this program, claiming it's to benefit the low-income and seniors with discounted coupons to purchase the bulbs they have selected for you to buy. So much for freedom of choice. Now, Cupid is determined to force you to bend to the ethereal dreams of Bri-Bri to enact energy efficiency by making you buy these bulbs, increasing your rate, everything. Now, here's the kicker. No economics Joey is going to increase everyone's rate to pay for this $5.9 million a year program. But it's administered by NVE. Now, his two targeted demographics are going to have to pay for their light bulbs. So where is the benefit? Watch out, Janet Yellen. Moms or Joey is not a mensch by any stretch of the imagination.
Hey, Angel, Angel. We've got you're very fuzzy on the radio. Is there a way you can maybe do something on your end so we're not so fuzzy?
I can try this. How is this? Okay.
That's better, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Joey has a major problem with his ego and being a self-proclaimed expert, apparently in everything. He went on the record recently stating he was a prosecutor and knows science. Well, that's about as valid as the three astronomy classes I took that qualifies me to be an astrophysicist and advise NASA and study. Joey's got an undergrad degree in education from UNLV and a law degree from the university. Prosecutor, he handled cases like crimes, sentencing hearings, juvie, child support. Now, does that qualify him to claim to be no science? I don't think so. Now, there was a workshop, and Joey was just short of kissing the ass of Howard Geller, a member of SWEEP, Southwest Energy Efficiency Project, who has a PhD in energy. So, when I use the word magazine instead of journal or publication, Joey would not let me speak because he knew I was going to be hitting him with the hard science about the health risks, the decreased melatonin production, the mitochondrial dysfunction, macular degeneration. He even had the audacity to ask Geller if he knew about the health risk, which he said he didn't know of any. Of course not. the guy has no medical science background. Excuse me. So the hundreds of hours that I put in at college for lectures and labs, anatomy, physiology, histology, etc., meant nothing. We have these two characters who decided they know more than me. Now, Joey requested everyone at the workshop to file a supplemental to their filing. I did. A nice little 50-plus page that I couldn't get in on the workshop. Joey's going to need an interpreter to explain it to him. So on the 31st, which is the meeting you went to, they had placed on the agenda the investigatory docket for the LED light bulbs, but they did not have a draft order. Right there, it was red flag time. So at the start of the agenda meeting, Joey announces that he's removing the LED docket and waiting for the legislature to be over. So in an attempt to show that he's concerned about the public, he allowed people to make comments, even though it wasn't on the docket. So people were talking about the health impacts and also subsidies. Well, that was an unforeseen wrench. So there wasn't enough time to find the bill that Joey was waiting to have passed. So I went on the record and basically put it out there. You approve these LED dockets, and I'm coming after you and Ann, the other commissioner, for non and malfeasance, because you know that there are inherent health risks associated with this bulb. I also asked them, what, your idea of energy efficiency is to make seniors blind so they don't need to turn the lights on? This is such a shanda, I cannot tell you. Well, I found the Billman, and it's a little section, SB 150, subsection C of Section 10. The commission may approve an energy efficiency plan submitted pursuant to NRS 704.741 that consists of energy efficiency and conservation programs that are not cost effective. If the commission determines that the energy efficiency plan as a whole is cost effective. So basically what this means is these schmucks can go in, make a ruling, not take into consideration the financial impact upon us if the end result is so-called energy efficiency. This entire bill is a weasel deal, a fugazi, not on the up and up for the ratepayers. Now, it's not enough that these malcontents use their get out of following regulations card, aka in the public interest. Now they have this. Joey shows that he knows nothing about his position when he starts defaulting to his general counsel, a.k.a. Garrett Weir. Well, he's another character who thinks he knows it all, and this putz thinks he's going to hide the activities of Puke by trying to stifle open records request. Garrett, I could do a whole show on his antics. Now, you have to visualize this daisy chain of ass-kissing at Puke. You have Bly at the head, trying to avoid being seen as Reed's bath boy. Joey's crawling on his knees with his lips, actual kissing position upon his butt, along with Garrett behind him. Okay. Now, here's another carefully crafted self-action of a wannabe Brill Cream model who thinks he's getting away with it. It's common knowledge that he has the ultimate hard-on for Adam Laxalt and is trying to ruin Adam's chance for governor. When Joey was the GC, there was a recording of a private conversation between Adam and a gaming commission official. So the official went to Bri-Bri. Bri-Bri turns him over to, I'll do anything for my demigod, Bri-Bri. So Joey turns around and refers him to the FBI. Of course, the FBI found nothing wrong with it. Now, the public is represented by the Attorney General's Office, the Bureau of Consumer Protection. All one has to do is watch a proceeding, and you could see how Joey treats the BCP reps. At the LED workshop, Reynolds was short, not just in stature, but in his tone interaction with them, basically negating everything they tried to propose to protect us while kissing Sweep, Geller, and NVE's butt. Joey seems to think he's a member of the Illuminati, whereas the Illuminati perceive the majority of the population as useless cheaters, and Joey obviously views non-solar customers as useless non-green energy eaters. When you watch Joey and Bri-Bri talk, you need a soft cervical collar like you get for whiplash, because your head is bouncing back and forth, right to left, because they're talking out of both sides of their mouth. Now, what next? We have the light bulbs. Now, they have some water utilities that they regulate. Are they going to turn around and force us to subsidize toilet paper? I mean, this is really getting out of hand. I mean, tonight there is a consumer session regarding another rate increase. This has to do with $9.9 million that NVE spent for energy conservation. Oh, goody. We need to be told to turn off a light when we leave a room. Puke is not neutral. They have an agenda, and that is to increase your rates without concern of financial impact upon the ratepayers, as long as Joey the Shill can enact Bri-Bri's legacy of being green. So, I don't know. I tell you, in closing, Mon, I think every one of your listeners should go and check their insurance policy and see if elective surgery is permitted, because they're going to need to have a surgical reconfiguration of their butt into an ATM slot, which is what Joey is determined to do. So tell me, how did you like your first PUC meeting?
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, very good. We have 2 minutes left, so I'll make some comments. Yeah, folks, City Hall stealing you blind. They're stealing you blind on these pensions. They're stealing you blind on the salaries that are paid these government deadbeat, low-life, trough-feeding parasites. The governor makes approximately $200,000 a year, but figuring ways to rip off Nevada taxpayers. You're getting a bum deal. Okay, from all these guys and gals. I mean, you know, it's incredible. They have this fairly big building down there on East William Street in Carson City. First time I've ever been to that building. I've been by the building a number of times in the 3+ years I've lived here in Nevada, just driving by on the road there. And that's a fairly good main road there one of the main roads, let's say, in the area. But anyway, you've got all these deadbeat, low-life, trough-feeding parasites there at the Public Utility Commission. So we're, it seems to me that if I recall, the budget for the PUC is like $30 million a year or $50 million a year. We talked about that when Fred Volz was on and what the budget was. It's in that vicinity, I believe. But what we need to do is we need to shut down the PUC. It'll save us $30, $50 million a year. You give that stolen money back to the people that it was stolen from, the taxpayer. I don't know how we affect change here at the PUC. No, they really don't pay attention. As long as they're making six-figure compensation, pensions and salary, they really don't care because they're in the catbird seat. But it all needs to be shut down. It needs to be brought to an end. We need a free market here, free of government intervention. Anyway, thanks for Angel for being on. We'll have you on again sometime. Give me a call. And folks, continue to listen to the Good Government Forum. We'll be on again tomorrow and Thursday and Friday and with more programming. And thanks for listening.